It's time for Miami Valley Story Corps. Kay Lewis is one of six children. Her father died of kidney failure in 1966 while Kay and her siblings were still young. Kay brought her mother, Patricia Adams, to StoryCorps. She wanted to learn more about how her mother coped with the loss of her partner and the father of her children.
I was 23, almost 24, when I was married. Married George Foreman. Gave up my Irish name of Doyle to become a foreman. That was kind of an issue, but it worked all right. Became very proud of the foreman. We had seven children, five girls and two boys. Sadly, George died when he was 40. It seemed like the end of my life, except I had seven children, and I had to show them how you accept things like that.
Right.
In one way, I made it more difficult because I didn't want people to help me.
Okay.
I didn't want people to look at us and say, it's so sad about the Foreman family, because I knew that you kids had a lot to offer the world. And you were going to have the opportunity to live your lives as if you had a mother and a father. Because I was really sure of how George would have wanted his family to live. I think the saddest time in my life was his death.
Sure.
You know, it was just...
At what point did you know that that's where you were headed? I think I remember you saying you didn't want to ask questions because you didn't want to hear what the answers were all the time you were in
Dr.
care.
Murray had said, you know, more or less outlined the way the kidney disease would progress. And so I did go to the library and get some books on that. And I started to read it, and I closed it, and I said, no, that isn't going to happen. This isn't the way it's going to be. But the fact that George died, while his image in your minds is of a tall, handsome man, strong, that could do anything, and loving, he did love his family so very much. You know, seven kids sounds like a lot, but there was that much love in our family. There really was.
My memory, and I think I've told you this before, when he was back at the house before he died, was he couldn't get you to sit close enough to him. And if you were going to go get some coffee, it's like one of the kids will go get it. You know, you stay here this close. He just wanted to be in in contact with you the whole time and let the kids scramble around. And, of course, we were happy to do anything like that. Keep Mom and Dad happy.
I do recall that feeling of him always wanting me to be with him. And so, you know, good memories, just great memories. There's a difference between loneliness and not feeling secure. You know, I didn't feel extremely lonely. I was alone. I can accept being alone, but you have to fight loneliness, and that just I wouldn't let that be a part of my life because I had so much. I just had so much, but I think it was love and faith that brought me through all those different ages of my life. I'm so proud of all of you now. Time has marched on and you have your own families. And when people commend me or say something about, I don't know how you did it, I give the credit to that right back to my family.
Patricia Bates and her daughter Kay Lewis at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Savilla Mann. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.